Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind, you'll never catch up. You got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello and welcome to the Ugly Daughter podcast. This is Julia Lejian. It's my great pleasure and honor to introduce you to a very special guest today. He is a remarkable, extraordinary, lucky, and courageous young man. His name is Anthony Sukto. He was featured on Oprah's show in 2006 as one of the bravest boys she has ever met. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. In 2004, Anthony, you were just 8 years old when your father committed an unforgivable act. I'm truly grateful that you are willing to relive that nightmare and share your heartbreaking story with us today. Can you take us back to 2004 and tell us what happened on that tragic day that changed your life forever?
Well, I remember laying in bed and I'm looking up to arguing with each other. The next thing I know, my father had just pulled out a knife and started attacking my mom. And she was running around the house, and eventually she got cornered, and my father had murdered her. And after that had happened, he had turned around and looked at me and said, I was next. He had me go to the next room and lay on the bed and started asking me questions, and I said, no, I was being sad. After that had happened, he had left the room, and I was just laying there, my eyes closed, kind of just in shock. He left the house, I'm not sure, but I remember just laying there, bleeding, kind of just accepting death and what had just happened, ready to die. And at that moment, everything was just so quiet and calm, and I just remember hearing in the back of my head, like, a little voice that said that, you're not done yet. At that moment, I saw three angels in front of me, and after that, I just got up and go call 911. They had came to the house, arrested my father, took me to the hospital. I had surgery. I had gotten stabbed in the chest. I was cut in the face, stabbed in the stomach, liver. So, yeah.
Wow. So your father murdered your mother, and then he stabbed you and let you bleed to death. How many times did he stab you, Anthony?
It was six times.
So you were extremely young at the time and also severely injured. And you mentioned that, you know, you saw the angels. Did they tell you to get to the phone, or did you make that decision on your own to call 911?
It was kind of like, it's not that they were telling me, and it wasn't that I was doing it on my own. It was as if it was just like a...
like an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It really was something like something had just taken control, helped me do all these things, and helped me say what I had said on the recording.
Yeah, I understand. Unless you experience or see it for yourself, there are no words to describe the feelings.
Right.
I believe while you were on the phone talking to the 911 officer, your father went back into the house, making sure you were dead. Is that right?
I'm not sure if he had came back for that specific reason.
Yeah.
But I know that he had came back.
What did you do in that instance?
I immediately went back onto the bed where I had gotten stabbed, and I just laid and played dead until he was just kind of walking around the house, making sure, doing certain things. Next thing I know, he had left again. I was just playing dead the whole time.
Wow, that was unbelievable. How did you know exactly what to do?
Like I said, you know, it was...
somebody had taken over your body.
God had, you know, taken over and allowed me to do those things, had the idea. So
what happened to you after this? Who took care of you?
My aunt and uncle had adopted me. We lived in Washington for a little bit to take care of the legal papers and make sure that they had custody of me. And then from Washington, we lived in Florida for 2 years. And then we had moved to Texas now it's about fourth grade, so I've been living here.
How do you like Texas so far?
It's hot right now.
Maybe you should come to Australia during, what are we, June, July, August. It's cold here.
Is it? Oh, man, I'd love to go to Australia.
It's winter here. Wow. Whenever you come to Australia, let me know. You're more than welcome to stay with us.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So you seem like a really happy and nice young man. I heard that you say you are at peace now and you don't really hold anything against your father. How did you get to this stage and how did you overcome the trauma?
It's my faith in God and in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My uncle, when I had gotten adopted by my aunt and uncle, he took me to church every Sunday and every Wednesday, and I learned the stories of the Bible, and I read the Bible and the message of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And just knowing that I'm forgiven.
Do you still go to church that often, and how does that help you with your life so far?
It just kind of restored my faith, because sometimes, you know, I'm human, so I always have my doubts and I go through struggles that make me question. But thinking about that moment in my life and realizing what God had done for me and, you know, helping me survive that, it helps me cope with whatever I'm doing. And so, and it also gives me motivation to pursue what I want to do. And it's just like a strengthener, I could say. He's my rock, my strength.
It's good that you have such strong faith in God, because, you know, a lot of people, when they went through this kind of tragedy, the first thing they usually do is to push God aside and say, you know, he doesn't exist. I think your uncle has done an incredible job on, you know, restoring your faith. Do you also have to go through a lot of counseling to get to where you are today?
Yeah, but I had figured out my own counseling, which would be through writing music. I write lyrics, and I make hip hop music. So that's what I do now. It's what I'm trying to pursue that while I'm working on the side is hip hop music. So I was actually working on a beat before you called. So that's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you have anything that ready that I can play on the show?
Oh. I have an instrumental.
Okay.
But I don't have it recorded yet, so I guess that it's just like a little sneak peek.
Yeah.
I can give you a little sneak peek.
Yeah, give me a little sneak peek. I'm curious to see what it's all about.
Okay, let me see.
You can send it to me later, and then I can add it on to the show. Is that okay if I play it at the end of the show?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Wonderful. So I'm curious, Anthony. Have you seen or spoken to your father ever since?
No, because there's there's still a restraining order.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not able to talk to him.
Okay, but do you want to get in touch with him?
Yeah, when he's out, mm-hmm. I would love to just to tell him that, you know, that I forgive him.
Wow.
And I love him, and I'd like to you know, try to build a relationship with what's left of our lives. So
that's amazing. I'm certain that many of our listeners, including myself, think that your father is a monster and would wonder would wonder how could you forgive such a horrible human being. And
there's a song that I heard from one of the bands that I used to listen to all the time named August Burns Red. The lyric goes like this. It says, "I'm just as guilty as the man behind bars. He does with his business what I do in my heart." So I took that, and in a way, I learned that Jesus tells us that if you even hate your brother, then you've already committed murder. And that's how I felt towards my dad. And I took that, and I mean, if God can forgive me for hating people and doing all these things, sinning against him, then I should be able to forgive my father. And it's really relieving, because that's the only way that you can ever get rid of anger and find peace and joy in your life is by forgiving. It's a truly a gift.
Yeah. Forgiveness is not an easy thing to do, Anthony. It takes great strength and courage for a person to be able to leave their past behind and move beyond the pain and the anger Based on personal experience, it took me more than 20 years to be able to fully accept what happened to me and to forgive the person that caused me so much pain and anger. I'm happy for you that you have this exceptional gift that you're able to forgive your father and move on with your life at such a young age. So hats off to you.
I appreciate it. Well, you know, I know that, you know, what I've been through is definitely like different level, but you know, just as long I can relate. I like to say that I can relate because we all know what it's like to go through pain and suffering and to go through struggles. So no pain is more painful than anybody else. So
how's life treating you these days? What are you doing now? Besides writing lyrics and doing all your cool rap music.
I'm just working. I actually came back from the University of Denver to help out my aunt with what she's going through right now. I plan on going back to school soon, but as of right now, I'm just working, trying to pay for my music. Car's broken, so I gotta fix
that's
that.
That's not good.
Yeah, but everything's great. I can't complain.
Have you heard of GoFundMe?
Yeah.
You can ask people to give you some financial assistance from there.
I don't know how I feel about it, because I mean, I would love the help and support, but I don't know. I guess I'm very prideful when it comes to asking.
That's a wonderful attitude, Anthony. You know, it's good that you don't accept handouts.
Right.
I can see that you will go a long way with this positive mindset.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything wrong by using GoFundMe as a platform and ask people to support you with your music production. You can give it back to your supporters by making your music available to them for free.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to look into it, Anthony.
I can see it like that.
So, Anthony, what are your plans for the future?
I really hope I make it big with this music. I mean, that's my plan A right now. I really want to help people out, and I feel like some people write books, some people, you know, do what you do and do podcasts. And for me, I feel like my calling is music. So,
music can be very healing. I remember when I was in a suicidal mode, and what I did at the time, I listened to a lot of John Bon Jovi music.
Okay.
Yeah, so that helped me, you know, to snap out my feeling sorry for myself stage and get on with life.
Right. Yeah, music is a universal language. So.
Yeah. Do you have any connections with people in the music industry?
None that are like up there yet, you know, I'm hoping. But I have some friends and associates that are talented that help me out, so I'm not just doing this on my own, so thankful for that. I try to use you'll hear it later when you play the sample. I try to use, you know, my Oprah and all the past interviews that I've done to kind of raise awareness to let people know who I am and what I'm trying to do. So
that's wonderful, Anthony, and I'm so proud of you.
Appreciate it.
It's an amazing feeling and really rewarding when you are able to turn your pain into your purpose and to get up every day and try to make a difference. You told me music is your passion, but have you ever thought of writing a book?
It's funny because my aunt wants me to write a book. I'm not opposed to it. It's just, I haven't really taken the time to sit down and start writing. I think, what would be better for me is if I had like a ghostwriter or something.
I have a tip for you.
Okay. All right.
Start with a sentence or a page a day. That's all it takes.
Okay. All right.
Next thing you know, you have your book ready.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
What about becoming an inspirational speaker? Have you thought of that?
I think that'd be something that I'd be interested in as well. Never really like thought about it seriously, but I ponder it every now and then. My aunt does work like that. She goes out and does a little bit of inspirational speaking. She has a few books. So that's why I think it's funny you mention these things.
Maybe she should help you to write your book.
Yeah, she's been pushing it on me. And I'm not opposed, but just been really focused on this music, I guess.
No worries. So, Anthony, before we go, what advice do you have for the people or children that that go through what you had been through? You know, those that cannot let go of the anger and the hatred towards the perpetrators.
I have to say that everything happens for a reason, and no matter what you're going through, I believe that there is a God, and that God does not put anything on your plate that you can't handle. So just know that you just got to keep looking up, and if you have to, just take me for an example. It's possible to go through the pain. You just have to find a way.
It is, yeah. It's hard, but it's not impossible. For those that are listening to our podcast today, if they want to get in touch with you, is that okay for you?
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, have Snapchat.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for your time today. And I really appreciate that you share your amazing story with our listeners. And I hope you have a good day.
It was a pleasure.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you all again next week. Bye for now.